Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Riley County Extension Agent Greg McClure, the man who knows agriculture at Riley County Extension. Well, I mean, a lot of folks know.
But a lot of folks know agriculture.
You're the point man for ag for Riley County
Extension. Your local point man.
Yeah. Real quick, going back to the wheat tour, or the wheat plot tour, we talked about that in the first segment. Just want to remind folks about registration reservations they might need to make.
Yeah, the tour is actually Wednesday, May 30th, 6:30 p.m., but I need reservations because I'm going to give you a free meal.
Well, you don't.
I'm going to give it to you. I have sponsors.
Okay.
But free meal. So I need reservations, and you can do that online at www.riley.ksu.edu or just call the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350. By noon on the day before. So by noon on May 29, need reservations.
All right. So that's that information. They're also coming up on May 25th, just a few days before that, Friday, May 25th, and also again Tuesday, May 29th, the tractor safety course will go from 9 to 4 for day one, 9 to 3 on the second day. And before we get into the details of that, I forgot we do have a caller that's been waiting over the break. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Two questions. One is, you're talking about the wheat price. Do you think we'll see $6 wheat by the 4th of July? My second question is, are they still raising a lot of that Carl wheat, K-A-R-L? It was developed here at Kansas State University by Carl Finney. And incidentally, he was also the men's tennis coach here and was a good tennis coach and a very good wheat breeder, and I just wonder if they're still using that. I think it was bred to have a real short stock, so there wasn't a lot of stubble and a pretty high yield product. Is that still being used?
So, answer the first question, do I think we'll have $6 wheat by the 4th of July? No way. That's what I think. Answer the second question, Carl was replaced by Carl 92, so you're going back a long way for Carl. Carl 92 was a really popular variety for a lot of years, and there probably is still a little bit of it planted. It was a pretty good variety for us to plant continuous behind soybeans, so it worked pretty well in that situation. In most cases, it was phased out, maybe 5-6 years ago, but there still may be a little bit of it around. But that was a good one. It was a good variety.
Yeah, the reason I know about that is because I am OLD old.
Yeah, you might be if you go clear back to Carl. Oh, but, you know, I remember it, too. That's scary.
Well, you're old, too, then.
Does that remember? You can remember Scout and Scout 66.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was pretty young at that time.
We used to raise wheat in Sumner County, number one wheat-producing county in the state, Sumner County, south of Wichita.
Yep.
Down around where this other fellow lives, down around Linfield.
Yeah, Welling. Yeah, got a lot of friends in Wellington. Sumner's just the next door neighbor to Cali County. So
yeah, yep. Out over there at Oxford. You ever been to that mill at Oxford?
Have I ate there? I know they have a restaurant there.
Well, they don't have it anymore. It went broke.
Oh,
you know
they?
That was an old mill. My grandparents used to take wheat and corn over there from Belle Plaine, have it ground, and they sold it in their general store in Belle Plaine back in 1865.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I think they still got the building.
Oh, it's all there. Everything's up there. A guy spent $1 million putting that restaurant in, but
that's right.
Too far off the turnpike.
You know, I have an extension agent friend who is a graduate of Oxford.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dean Plagg played basketball up there. He was from Oxford. He played for K-State. Dean Plagg, P-L-A-G-G. That was back in the 50s.
We're getting all kinds of history, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm a history. I'm not going to say what. See you.
All right. Thanks, caller. If you want to get in and ask Greg McClure here any questions in farm, wheat, county history, we'll go with that. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And again, we got this tractor safety course that's going on Friday, May 25th and Tuesday, May 29th. And very important as we get into the summer and a lot of folks out there farming.
And so we teach tractor safety class every year. It's actually one of those things that's required for kids that are 14 or 15 years old and want to work for someone other than their parent. Now, they can work for their parent without needing the course. We still recommend that they take the class. Every year when we teach this, you know, some of us say, why in the world did I not take this class when I was a kid? Because of all of the things, all of the situations that we've been in over time, that we wonder why we still have all of our limbs or why we're still alive.
Why in the world did I never take that?
And I don't know. Why did you not?
It would have saved me some broken ribs.
Yeah. What did you get tangled up in?
I actually was riding on the tow bar.
Oh, yeah.
I had my foot on it, and I slipped and fell off.
Brilliant.
I wasn't driving it.
Yeah, brilliant thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Landed kind of awkwardly.
Yeah, well, didn't get run over?
No, there was nothing behind the tractor.
Yeah. My earliest memory of being on a tractor is a little Ford 9N sickle bar mower sticking out to the one side, and my seat was the fender, and I don't know how to, you need to know what that looks like. You know, it's curved, and it's maybe, what?
Pretty thin.
Four inches, 5 inches wide.
Yeah, but
it wasn't really a seat. I was leaning on it.
You had a little backside back then, too.
Yeah, I was pretty small. Yeah. I was 5 years old. But I was leaning on it and hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
And I think if I fell off, I would have fell on the side that didn't get sliced, but hard to tell.
Yeah.
And I wonder why.
So you were sitting sickle left.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, what was Dad thinking?
Well, you know, and
he was babysitting is what he was thinking.
We had a couple of H's and an M, and, you know, those were our main tractors, and they didn't have fenders. You know, it was a little bit later on in the, late 60s where we got a 656 International, and it had fenders.
Well, this, you know,
I like sitting on those.
You know, this one had a fender to lean on, but it had no floorboard to stand on.
Yeah.
I was standing on the axle.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
A lot of those old tractors, no floorboards at all, really.
Yeah. So part of what we do in our class is, well, and the joke is you don't want to hang out with Greg because Greg knows all the people or knew all the people that have been in accidents, and I know a number who have died in tractor accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell all those stories and try to tell enough stories to wake the kids up, to make them think.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know what, let's go ahead and take our second break. Let's go back and maybe tell some of those stories and a little more information about the tractor safety course. We come back here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance.